Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is Thursday, and believe it or not, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. I hope it's not a day of Friday the 13th for current President Trump, because he's twisting his tweets, I call it. That's a new term I call it, Deagleism. He's now saying that, well, the attack on Syria might not happen soon, or maybe not at all. Well, guess what? Maybe you're getting a clue. We'll talk about that again in Hour 3. Pastor Butch Paul will be coming on regularly in the Hour 3 for the next little while. And today we want to talk with Ryan, because we provide a service that nobody else on this or any other network or television program provides, which is telemedicine, functional medicine consults, and free advice. You can email me, and you can go to our contact us at NutriMedical.com, and we'll send a ninja email to me. It's called a ninja, believe it or not. Or you can just email me directly at Dr. Bill Deagle, drbill, D-E-A-G-L-E-M-D, at gmail.com, but also send it to my other email, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. If you send the ninja file, Michelle will send it on to me. She may hide some, so on Friday, tomorrow, every Friday at first hour, is a favorite hour of a lot of people because I slow down enough that you can understand some of the protocols and the evidence and information we provide. Please don't wander. In other words, don't think you can take our information and go off and buy what you think are equivalent supplements or unsupervised, basically, care, or even think your naturopath, chiropractor, will have the equivalent knowledge to a medical doctor with pathology, toxicology, infectious disease, genetics, and epigenetic experience and knowledge. It's not the same. So these supplements are the top in the world. There's no comparison. If you think they are comparable to other things you can find on the, I call the sewer net, which includes Jet.com and Amazon and other places, or even your local primary care doctor who's just starting to play around functional medicine because he's trying to beef up his practice or look a little bit more holistic. The fact is, it takes a long time to learn what I know, and I'm willing to train anybody free as long as I can charge them the time to actually do a case-by-case telemedicine review, whether they're in Santiago or in Stuttgart, Germany. So don't second-guess. Just guess. Ask a question. In fact, it's all free. You can ask any question. I have so many emails. How many emails do you think I got just this last few days, Ryan? Just to make a guess.
At least six. Six?
74.
Now I feel like a lot.
Some of them are really straightforward. Most are not. Most give you a spiel, and they don't even give you a proper full medical history, but they list maybe 6 to 10 medical problems. Most of them at the end of their rail. They've already been taking tons of crap, literally, from everybody. They've gone through conventional care. They're scared out of their mind about what the doctors are offering them in terms of conventional treatment. Their functional medicine or pseudo-functional medicine doctors, chiropractor, naturopaths, have poisoned them with bucket loads of useless nutraceuticals that aren't working. They haven't done any proper testing to identify if what they took was actually of any benefit. I believe that you have to, like the great carpenter Jesus said, measure twice, cut once. You got to measure. If you don't measure, how the hell do you know if you actually benefit a patient? And you can't just go on symptoms. Most diseases that are really lethal don't have symptoms. One-third of males, when they have a serious heart problem, their first symptom, and I changed the term a little bit to make it humorous, although unfortunately because there's a body count, it's not too funny, face plant syndrome, which means dying and not coming back. Not having a near-death experience and seeing Jesus and coming back. I'm talking about you're gone. And 55% of women 5 to 10 years later, if they get heart disease, their first symptom is face plant syndrome. Pretty nasty. And a lot of people, if they look over the glasses and tell you they're going to do conventional chemotherapy, you can't hear the deafening sound of the cash registers because the average new cancer patient produces $1.3 million revenue for the healthcare system. Doctors, nurses, hospitals, radiation therapy, chemo, right off the, as they say, that's a lot of money, you know? As they say, a million here and a million there, before you know it, you got a billion. How's that?
Wow.
The cancer industry alone in America is over $230 billion. Just cancer. Not even talking about heart disease. And a lot of treatments are pretty questionable. You wouldn't believe it. It's like the statin drug foolishness or the cholesterol's the devil. No, LDL cholesterol allows you to make hormones. So when you take a statin drug, it's like going to the doctor, and the doctor, if you change his term, says, hey, John, your cholesterol is 230. I think we should put you on a statin drug because, you know, you're at risk. You're starting to get some angina. We're not going to deal with the fact that you got an infection in your artery walls with nanobacteria because you got periodontal disease and also viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, because I didn't order the test, but if I did, it would probably show up polyviral infections in your artery wall. No, we're going to chase your cholesterol. And by the way, we lower your LDL. This is, John, a pharmaceutical castration. You're not going to have testosterone anymore. And by the way, if you're worried about there's good news and bad news, the bad news is you're going to basically go into andropause, which means you're not going to be a man anymore. But the good news is because you're going to demyelinate your brain, you're going to become demented, so it won't matter. Pretty wild, hey? And you think I'm making this up? Think I'm making this up? You're an idiot. And believe me, as I say, come into my cage match, Dr. Deagle says, you know. Do you know what? I don't get this. I don't get people foolish enough. Sometimes they'll be foolish enough to email me stuff. I had one guy. I'm going to mention this, too. CYP, basically, a cytochrome enzyme, they say is blocked by by berberstatin. Now, I pulled up all the National Library of Medicine, pulled it all. There's nothing there at all. Berberstatin, actually, is interesting. It has a number of properties that are very remarkable, and I want to go over this because... Listen up, people. If you think you know more than me, you're going to get an intellectual beating of your life. It's not going to be pleasant. I'm going to give you the death intellectually of 1,000 cuts. How's that? So I've researched all the data on this knucklehead, and in fact, here's the facts. Berberstatin lowers and blocks glucagon. Diabetes, for example, and prediabetes, which occurs in everybody who's obese and everybody who has heart disease, has elevated blood insulin levels. They also have elevated glucagon and cortisol levels. And when you want to lower glucagon levels, the only and best thing to take naturally is glucagon. Glucagon also helps lower inflammation in the brain if you've got dementia. Did you know that? It's one of the most important nutraceuticals to block dementia. Berberstatin is one of the best things to get rid of small intestinal bowel overgrowth, which is always present in people with autoimmune disease. You got a leaky gut, pathogens in your gut, allow large protein molecules that look identical to tissue proteins get through. And these molecules, by the way, because we're poisoning our soil and water with things like glyphosate that attaches to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten, it makes them hyperimmunogenic. So these hyperimmunogenic toxins sensitize your body to go after a peptide, say a decapeptide or terapeptide, and these peptides are identical to body proteins. So they look like, for example, Lyme parasites or Epstein-Barr virus or cytomegalovirus or nanobacteria. And what your body does is, oh, my God, and it goes crazy. It's basically running around in a panic, you know. If you can see your little lymphocytes, they'd be going around in circles going, oh, my God. And they attack your tissues and your organs, whether it's your thyroid gland, your blood vessel walls, your liver, things you kind of need, you know. Those are kind of essential organs. So if you don't clear up the SIBO, which is things like berberstatin, so the idea you have to back it up, it might increase your levels of toxic chemicals, especially if you're on polypharmacy, by blocking cytochrome enzymes, you're an idiot. There's no evidence of it. None. I looked at all the literature. Pervastatin is totally non-toxic. That's one of the things that scares Big Pharma. If they had two clues, Big Pharma would just buy into nutritional companies, take them over, market like crazy, say, we got the best nutraceutical. Instead of spending $500 million or $1 billion in drugs, and then having a body count and sitting in a quarterly meetings, well, we only can, I did a talk in the 90s. Listen to this. You want to laugh? I got a slide set to do a talk for one of the big pharmaceutical companies for a specific drug. And I looked at it, and I said, oh, man, I can't say this in the slide set. And I called up the rep from the drug company, big drug company. They're going to pay me big bucks to talk to groups of doctors. And I said, all they would say is, that's the slide set. I said, I pull up the literature, and last quarter, you guys killed 68,000 people. I'm thinking, I'm sure at your quarterly meetings, the body count is a bad thing. And then his answer was, that's the slide set. You know what you can do with your slide? You can insert it rectally all the way to your frontal lobes. How's that? I'm not going to do your talk. So if you think Dr. Neagle's a card, I've been like this since I've been spawned. I wasn't born. I was spawned. How's that? Attention all shoppers, let's start off with missed areas. For example, if you're wanting to reverse calcification of your arteries, which will show up on high-speed CT, the most important thing is minoquinone 7, full vitamin K2. And the most missed factor to fry the hell out of your artery walls and your brain is homocysteine, a byproduct of abnormal methylation pathways. I tell people, start off with a bio-LVR. If you test after an L-methionine challenge of at least 500 milligrams the night before and you're fasting, and your homocysteine is still over 8, you need to bump it up by adding at least one sachet a day in the morning of S-methyl, which is a nitrogen sachet of S-adenosyl methionine crystals, and 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. But in many cases, all you need is a bio-LVR. If your homocysteine doesn't come down, you're not just going to have a bad day. You're going to have a heart attack, stroke, or congestive heart failure, or you end up frying your brain cells because homocysteine does cross the blood-brain barrier and it fries the poor astrocytes, which make you think. So do you think your doctors know how to do this? Even the functional medicine doctors, they don't realize that only a quarter of the time are they going to pick it up unless they do a methionine challenge, which challenges metabolically your body to transfer methyl groups properly. And most people don't. When you challenge them, they go haywire. Their blood level goes right through the ceiling. And it's a big problem. Dr. Kilmer, my colleague, discovered not long after his cardiology residency, about 35 years ago, when he did, because he looked at maple syrup urine disease in children, which is a metabolic disorder where they have very high homocysteine levels and get heart disease at 10, 11, and 12, little boys usually.
Yeah.
And the problem is that they persecuted him and finally gave him awards about 15 years ago after they realized, oh, us collectively, all the cardiologists are stupid. And Macaulay was, by the way, a cardiological genius, was decades ahead of his crowd, and they persecuted him and wrecked his career. And, of course, once he's an old fart, they gave him credit and say, hey, you know what? You're right. We're all wrong. Have a nice day. Give him an award and pat him on the back. Sickening, isn't it? Freaking medical profession, the damn medical profession. They're the only profession I know that eats their own. They eat their young.
I don't think it's just medical. I think that they do this all the time in science and so forth. You get people that
listen. That's true, but there's a body count. But the thing is, it's ghoulish because there's a body count in medicine.
That's very true. There is a big
body count. It kind of ruins the humor, you know. Yeah, I've been tempted to go and do a show up in L.A. or Orange County, a stand-up comedian show every couple of months, and I'm thinking I might do it. I'm going to get some material together from my life experiences and my radio experiences and go up there and crack a bunch.
I'm not sure if they're going to laugh or cry or both, I guess, with you.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a bunch of either crying towels or whoopee cushions or those little Whizzlers things that you go with around if you like something. And I'm expecting a kind of a mix of emotions once I tell people the truth.
Every time I listen to you, Dr. Bill, I feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride. I'm excited about the future and then depressed in other aspects of the people that don't get the insight, like you're delivering, that people go, hey, open your mind to this, think about the way the systems are set up. You can do things about it, which you do a great job of.
The first step in the true optimist is realism. I look at somebody honestly and I say, you know what? You can die next month or you can die next year, but you're going to die real soon. Now, I can stop that, and you have to listen to me. Now, if you don't listen to me, your end shall be grisly. It's like a medical prophet, okay? So I tell people what's going on. I said, in my own life, I have to deal with metabolic and other tendencies. Like, my grandfather died of diabetes in his late 70s. He was a pretty tough character to die that long. But he lost his legs below his knees, and he went into renal failure and eventually died in a nursing home. Now, if you don't understand the things are stacked against us with the North American diet, and with our current lifestyle, now the increasing toxins from food, demineralized soil, and now Wi-Fi and 5G networks and everything else frying your DNA, you don't understand that the human race is basically terminal. In a generation, we'll be functionally sterile. Unless we submit our gametes for a laboratory to actually create a fetus, we won't be able to reproduce in one or two generations max. Right now, a quarter of the population are sterile. The IQ of the population is dropping. Did you know the actual number of people with IQs over 170 has dropped dramatically in the last 20 years? Not good.
Well, that doesn't,
Listen, they did a study in China, and they published it about 4 years ago, and they had 500,000 barefoot doctors travel all over China collecting data, trying to find where their next range of what's called super geniuses, people like Linus Pauling and Albert Edison, et cetera. And guess what? They couldn't find any except in rural areas where there was no fluoridated water. Mm-hmm. Fluoridated water, you're going to calcify your brain. Now, we can decalcify it with things like full vitamin K2 and our chelating agents like Chelormax. But if you don't drink pure water system water, and if you take fluoridated toxins, which are everywhere now, you're not going to have super high IQ people. So they found out they didn't have anybody with IQs over 170 unless they went to rural areas in the middle of freaking nowhere, China, where there was no fluoridated water. Isn't that wild? And there's natural fluoridation that's toxic, too, but not nearly as bad as the crap they put in our water in North America. And then you fluoridate with some biotoxins, your pesticide foods, and you got GMO. There's two classes of GMO. Those are produced insecticides, so if you've got a tomato with scorpion genes, an insect looks at it and says, that's not a freaking tomato, that's a scorpion. And then the other class are herbicide-resistant foods, and none of these are recognized by our DNA as eaten food. I call it the seeds of famine. That's the word God gave me to call it, the seeds of famine. So we have monoculture, seeds of famine, genetically modified food. Our body can't accept this food, and we get leaky gut, inflamed brains, autoimmune disease, autism. Do you think autism, ADD, ADHD are normal? Of course not. When I went to medical school, it was 1 in 4,600. Now it's 1 in 68 average across America. And in some towns and districts, like up in Michigan where the water's toxic with heavy metals, it's 1 in 28. So you get entire classrooms where the kids are like a swarm of bugs crawling over each other, and the teacher is like a policeman trying to keep them from kind of totally disrupting the classroom, and nobody can learn. Okay. All right? Wow. Now, if you think that's normal, I could actually, being Dr. Deagle, people say, well, you couldn't tell what's wrong, Dr. Deagle. Wrong-o. If I had a guy like this guy, Cruz, I would have done an MRI of his brain with a T1-weighted MRI scan to see what's myelination pattern. I don't do a quantitative EEG. I do a platelet-level bioamine levels. I do organic acids. I do SPECT blood flow scans. I'd see do nuclear scans of his brain to see exactly what's going on. And I can tell you why he has an abnormal brain. Remember young Frankenstein? The kid has an abnormal brain,
Abnormal.
Remember the quote? My favorite quote from the whole movie was, you put an abnormal brain in a 6'8" monstrosity. Remember that quote? That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder. And guess what? And I love the time when they're actually dancing. You hear Dr. Frankenstein and the monster dancing, doing the tap dancing with the canes and everything. That's my favorite scene in the whole movie. But so anyway, Ryan, let's get real. I am the teacher. I'm the medical lama. I'm a medical prophet. God gave me the actual song of DNA, of how DNA is regulated, and we are totally poisoning the biosphere, including the benthic layer. Do you know the benthic layer of the ocean, which converts carbon dioxide to oxygen? It's so poisoned, our oxygen concentration has dropped from 21% to 19% in 20 years. Our entire biosphere, we're turning men into goys, I call them, They're no longer boys anymore. We wonder about erectile dysfunction. How about men are no longer men anymore? They're kind of male-ish. How's that? Do you like that? Male-ish? Strong on the ish part. Wonder why? Ha ha. Welcome back, and Ryan, pick out a couple of your top choice nutraceuticals.
Well, Dr. Bill, I think we were having a discussion the other day about the Calm Mind, and it's hard not to go to this one for so many reasons, for whether it's kids or adults. People they're stressed. As you say, there's behavioral disorders, there's raging activity, there's lots of craving issues with regards to like sugar or alcohol or drugs or something like that. And this is a formulation that really steps in and really changes the way that people's brains are working. And, one of the core components in here is myo-inositol. And without adequate amounts of myo-inositol, our neurotransmitters simply aren't being able to carry the message, even though they might bind to the receptors, like they're not carrying it through for the expression. And so that could be relaxation or not craving, say, ice cream at 8 o'clock at night, or, you know, the inability to sort of cope with a circumstance, you know, and you feel just complete overwhelm, anxiety, and things like that. Calm Mind has just been an unbelievable formulation powder. Usually 1 to 2 scoops doesn't enough. I know, Dr. Bill, you've played around with different levels for different people, and, you know, there could be needs to stack the dose up higher than a couple, but usually people can notice that difference in just 20 to 30 minutes when they're at the right dose level, and it's just profound.
Yeah.
So
that makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, well, it does to a lot of marriages.
Well, I had a chance to have a discussion face-to-face with somebody who was really upset by her boss. And she was suffering a headache. And, of course, I asked her a couple questions because I'm an expert on pain syndromes. So I said, poke here, right in front of your ear with her TMJ joint. And I said, poke on the opposite side in the back of your head. I said, what's going on? And as I was talking to her, of course, when you start touching the pain generators, people get an emotional breakdown, too, because there's always emotional pent-up. And she said, well, I'm really angry. I said, I know. I could feel the waves of anger coming off you because your boss said something that really upset you. And if you could, you'd like to scream at him, but you don't want to get fired. So what she did is she screamed at her muscles. Her muscles went into spasm. Her TMJ was already pre-existently a little out of balance. And then all of a sudden you get a spasm. You get a crushing left temporal, right occipital headache. So, again, if you don't want to have screaming and go into a fight, you see, fights aren't necessarily positive. people wonder why divorces happen. They happen because some people in a divorce, in a marriage, can't tolerate the other person getting ballistic. Some people think ballistic is okay. It's not. Because if you have a person who has been abused as a child and the other person starts yelling at them, they think they're going to be knocked unconscious as a child. So they can't tolerate that kind of marriage. So the person who's yelling needs to take Calm Mind, and then they can just talk and explain why they have to fix things like their budget or do other things, or a boss and his, both the boss and the person. If they're taking Calm Mind, the boss wouldn't go ballistic. They'd just lay out exactly what they want their staff to do. And they'd have benchmarks to go back and recheck to see if it was done. But you see, we have an uncivil society now, and people are under more and more stress. Electromagnetic stress, dietary stress, financial stress. And then we've got nutballs in the White House that want to start another war. Hey, who's going to benefit America? I don't know. Oh, you're going to get another $1,000 in your pocket if we kill some people in Syria. I think not. Okay? You know, how stupid can you be? You know, Trump isn't going to get to pass this one unless he luckily retweeted on it. We're going to talk about that in hour number three. But the same thing with your doctor. You have to understand, most of the things your doctor does, for example, are to cover his ass, CYA. They're not to make you better or to heal you or reduce the number of drugs you take. It's to cover his butt. That's why you look at the number of charts and HIPAA-compliant garbage that's going on and record-keeping and it's and lawyers. There's battalions of lawyers out there just like Rottweilers, just seething right in the start of a lawsuit, even if it's totally frivolous, just because they want to get their teeth around some medical flesh. It's crazy, isn't it? So, calm mind, brain mag. Everybody in society should have some. If we all were like Zen Buddhists, and we're all going, and taking our calm mind, we wouldn't be fighting, would we? We'd kind of talk things out.
Right. The way we should.
Absolutely. Yeah, the way we should. You know, and this is a Christian thing to do. You know, being angry and then turning it inward. I have never seen anybody that didn't die of a serious illness caused by stress that's not dealt with. So this isn't really optional. That's why I say it's better than booze. It's better than Mary Jane or marijuana. It's better than anything. And if you take a little calm mind, by the way, the one that goes with a good marriage with it is our CBD oil. You take our calm mind brain make, and I have it in my cup all day. I got a little bottle of my CBD oil right here, so I go, and man, is it good. And what people don't understand, the calm mind brain make, and I take both, because the brain mag means if you don't block that NMDA receptor in your brain and the inflammation in your brain by magnesium, it's going to go haywire. You're going to have peroxynitrate, nitroperoxy radical, hydroperoxy radical, and single oxygen just chewing away at the glial cells in your brain. And eventually, as I say, you don't know you're in trouble until you're down to your last two good neurons are going, and they're all talking to each other and say, hey, where did the other neurons go? Oh, they're dead. Or they're paralyzed and kind of like in the neuro ICU. You know, they're basically just kind of hanging on by their last neural fibrils. And the glial cells are trying to push nutrients into them so they don't quite die. But they're not firing off and creating an action potential anymore. People say, Dr. Deagle, it's not that bad. I say, oh, it's worse. Most people don't know they're in trouble until they're down to the last few good neurons, do they? They really don't know until it's too damn late. Certainly the conventional doctors are there. Don't die, don't die. Another profit center will go, I'll keep you alive. I'll give you an Alzheimer drug. We'll put you in a nursing home. We'll try to keep you alive. We'll put a feeding tube down even if you can't chew. Right? Having been inside the system, I tell you, it's so crazy. As they say, the funniest things are often the scariest things. That's why if you look at the ancient Greek symbols of the mask crying and the mask laughing, if comedy, yeah, the funniest things are the scariest things at the same time a lot of the time, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I guess it's a fine line.
Yeah, the gut-busting things are often the gut-splitting things, too. Oh, you got a hernia. You got to do surgery. You laugh too hard. So, Ryan, what's your next choice?
Well, there's no doubt everybody should be using Power C Plus because right. Vitamin C is a very common thing for people to take. And you want to get the most out of it. So this is a pH-neutral vitamin C where most vitamin C is so acidic in
right.
nature. You know, they just don't absorb well. So Power C, keep that one around for, you know, the immune challenges and things like that coming at you.
Let me throw a couple other ones that we haven't talked about for a while. Collagen Max. This is choline-stabilized orthosilicic silicon. And I've had some really funny tete-a-tetes with people over this. Dr. Deagle, your Collagen Max is good, but I think I found something better. I said, what is it? Well, they sold me this collagen. I said, Collagen Max is not collagen. What? I said, it's choline-stabilized orthosilicic silicon. That's a mouthful. And they said, well, what does that do? It triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase to create new hyaluronic acid polymer in your joints and glycosaminoglycans, increase the strength, the tensile strength of your connective tissues to get micro tears of the collagen, and to help regenerate your skin, hair, and nails. Which is why if you take it, you're going to get less wrinkles. They're going to go, hey, look at Joyce. What's your makeup, man? I want to buy it. It's not makeup, it's make-in. They're taking Collagen Max. So this person was thinking an alternate form of collagen. I said, you're just not listening to that part of the sentence. This is not collagen. If you want collagen, go down to Chick-fil-A and make sure you eat the ends of the bones. Chew on them. Eat that cartilage, man. That's good stuff for you.
Yeah.
But don't think you're going to buy and by the way, it's going to be fully digested because the proline and the other amino acids have to be fully digested to be reconstituted as collagen in your bones. You know, I get a kick out of people's like, they got Mickey Mouse level of knowledge. That includes, by the way, the health professionals. You can write their knowledge of epigenetics, genetics, toxicology, infectious disease on a cigarette wrapper that you can roll in front of your eyeballs, and that's their total knowledge. It's disgusting. And they often pretend, well, I'm a cardiologist. I'm an internal medicine doctor. I'm a surgeon. I'm thinking, you know what? You're a procedurist. I remember going in medical school, being thrown arm and leg. I did like two patients a day in medical school year four. I remember. First year residency, a year later, I was seeing 240 patients a day. Not two, 240. No kidding. So, guess what? Teaching procedures is what's called monkey-level intelligence. Anybody can do an arterial cut-down or a surgical procedure. It changes monkey-level intelligence to learn how to do it. Okay? If you're listening to the NutraMedical Report, you can always go to our media site and listen. That's where the best place to listen. I cross-index it with roughly almost now 200 different subtopics. I basically, if you can put in the name of a guest we have or a topic or an issue, and because I have a superhuman photographic memory, every subtopic and everything, even the names of the products we talk about, I actually list in each show. Nobody does what I do, period. Nobody even can compete with me, to be honest with you. And when you look at our media site, Deagle-Network, then I have our news site, Clay and Iron, which is our Christian ministry site, because we tell the truth, believe it or not, and a lot of it's pretty damn ugly. But you know what? The pathway to wellness, the pathway to spiritual truth, always exposes ugliness before it. It's like lancing a boil or letting out and putting a drain in a big, you know, physical or spiritual abscess. The problem is our healthcare system isn't designed to do that. I have a plan for healthcare. It would cost a fifth of what it costs. Nobody would be denied care. Nobody would be worried about co-pays or any of this other garbage. Nobody would be told that you can't do preventive care and find out exactly what genetically or epigenetically wrong. If everybody had their genetics done, like you know you had yours done, you could take nutraceuticals that would avoid very nasty things down the road that could take months, years, or decades to cook finally your arteries or your brain, right? We don't need to get into specifics, Ryan, but you know yourself, some of these tests are so easy to do, especially if you have the economy of volume. It'd be done like no time at all. In fact, I have a company here in San Diego County that says they will get the cost of doing a human genome, the entire human genome, now under $1,000. They think that within 5 years they'll have it under $100. We're not just talking about 23andMe. We're talking about every 32,500 gene alleles. And then we need to start decoding what's called harmonic resonant or telomeric DNA that regulates how to build you, believe it or not. So, you know.
I believe.
Yeah. So, honestly, people have to understand it's not going to be created by committee or governments or regulators or senators or congressmen. It's going to be created by people like me. And there are people like me. I'm not the only one, by the way. There's lots of people, but most of them don't have my backbone or bad attitude. I got a bad attitude. You can imagine me in court, how vicious I am. Even when I do a telemedicine kind of depo, they don't even want a depo Deagle. They just go, 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 go. Oh, God, just give them the cash. I had one case just last year. The woman, I did her legal review for her of her case. The other side said, that's it, just cave, man. Give her the cash. Shut up. Don't talk. Don't even try to do a depo Deagle. It'd be a waste of time. You're going to lose big time. Not funny. So I want to throw a few other ones out there. We have dibetylene. You know, diabetes is killing our entire population. If you go around the world and you wanted to pick a one disease that's killing everybody, if you don't die of diarrhea, basically, which kills a lot of people worldwide with, you know, bad water, the primary thing that's going to kill people in their middle and later years is diabetes or its affiliated diseases, heart disease, dementia. If you got diabetes or prediabetes, you're five times more likely to die of a heart attack, stroke, or dementia. Leg amputations and renal failure, five times more likely that you're going to go blind. Right? Everybody who's obese, I call it diobesity. There's no such thing as a person who's obese who doesn't have an elevated insulin level. It's diobesity. And they say, oh, well, they just have a bad diet. No, they don't. They accumulate 50 to 80 to 200 calories per day of excess calories because their total metabolism is low. They got type 2 hypothyroidism. We had Mark Starr on. I was the one who originally coined that term 38 years ago working with the head of pathology. But you know why I didn't get kudos and a slap in the back? Deagle, great going, man. Straight out of residency working with the head of pathology? No, we're going to take your freaking license, Deagle. How dare you embarrass us by showing that we're knuckleheads and you're smarter than us? How dare you, you young buck, show off and and work with the head of pathology. How dare you have your tests done at the Biosciences Standard in La Jolla, California? How dare you make us feel stupid? Okay? Now, so you got to listen when I tell you stuff. The medical profession does not have it in their best interest to cure disease. Functional medicine doctors are moving in that direction. Probably a tiny fraction of 5% are really good. Around, I'd say worldwide, according to my friend Laurent Klatz, about 200 worldwide are top-notch. Out of 28,000. And the rest of the medical profession are lost in space. They're like that movie, that one about the HAL 5000, you know, the computer out in space, and they're talking to HAL.
Space Odyssey.
Because they're like in Space Odyssey, and they have no idea. It's like 5 years from now, and this is a prediction I'm going to make. I'm being sarcastic as usual. 5 years from now, most people's PDA will be higher IQ than them. Not good. When your personal digital assistant on your iPhone is smarter than you, you got a problem. Right? Now, if the personal digital assistant scares you wrong and says, you know, but go to Vitacost, buy Amazon, take this crap or that, and it's bad advice, you say, yeah, it's smarter than me, I might as well do it. My PDA is like my PDA god, you know, a demigod, a little small g-god. You know, that's why I've changed the name of Google to Godgle. I've taken one of the G's away and made it a D. You like that?
I think that's pretty creative.
And so, instead of Facebook, I'm going to call it the face of God. Instead of Facebook, I'm going to call it the face of God. And so we have this bug-eyed guy, Zuckerberg, on there being grilled right now. And he tried to make excuses about Diamond and Silk. These two black ladies, I'm telling you, they're my sisters. I love these black ladies. They're cool. Top Christian conservative ladies who just call it way it is. And I can't believe it. And I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care if you're pink, purple, blonde, polka dot. If you're a real person and you really want to attack the issues and you care about other people, you're my brother or sister. And what I see going on here is nuts. And the problem is people don't understand they're a victim of the healthcare system. And the healthcare system isn't moving along to your benefit. I mean, Trump tried to get something done, but of course he had some really bad people trying to just recobble together the old healthcare system. Well, with nutraceuticals, you need to get right advice. I'll give you free advice. It doesn't cost you a cent to email me up. I had one guy here, Don. He called me and he had about six problems. Hey, Don, I'm 72 and I got enough money. I've been already taking all the stuff from my chiropractor, my naturopath, doing all this ozone crap and everything, and I'm not getting better. I said, you're kidding. He said, how long have you been listening to the show? Oh, 5 years. I think I'm convinced finally that I'm going to go to you, Deke. I think, okay, praise the Lord. It's not just Deke. Remember, I pray to God when I have a real tough case. So I got this guy's case. He is peripheral neuropathy, erectile dysfunction, andropause, meaning he's not a guy anymore. And he's got other serious health issues with his gut. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to try to give you things that are going to make you better. And I am. And I'll monitor him, and I'll modify that, and I'll say, look, we've got to do tests we can do with your local doctor so it's covered by insurance. And then when we finish with those, we can do fancy tests. Tests that I'll tell you for imaging studies, that you can do through your local radiologist, blood work. I can send you test kits anywhere in the world. And I'll refer you to specialty clinics if they're appropriate. For example, I have people here in Southern Cal. I refer to my own doctor, Dr. Jürgen Winkler. If they need to get special types of IV therapy for blood exchange or AIDS or cancer therapy, I got a case of a young little child, 2.5 years of age, and they're going to put him through paint-by-numbers chemo. That'll kill that child. They need a test to see what chemotherapy is going to work and then give them all our nutraceuticals for cancer, including malignant block, Inflamex, vitamin D. Do you know your immune cells don't work without adequate vitamin D? The same with heart failure. Do you know that your heart cannot work without adequate, and we're not talking about average levels of vitamin D. You need top-notch levels of vitamin D. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So your T lymphocytes do not work without adequate vitamin D. You know your stem cells don't work if you don't have adequate vitamin D? People don't know that. They say, well, I got a good tan. I said, that doesn't mean anything. You have a good tan doesn't mean you have vitamin D in your skin. You may not be making it. So I remember talking over the last few years, I asked people, I said, well, go get a blood test done. LabCorp Quest, they'll do it for you. They said, hey, doc, my vitamin D level's down in my boots, and I got a great tan. I said, well, we better take vitamin D then. You're not making it. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it sure is. Oh,
and then we have people, like one gentleman, he says he wants to lose weight. I said, go on a fast, go on a glycemic fast. Replace two meals a day with Glycemix. Go on dibetylene, verbistatin, and leptin metabolic. Take our minerals plus to supply all the minerals to lower insulin resistance. And get on an exercise program like the Sonic Life with resistant weights, hand weights and some air, some resistant bands. You can bolt in the ceiling on an athletic bar. And get exercising at least 10 or 20 minutes a day on the machine, and you're going to start moving. Then you can get into a walking program when you get well enough. Walk, walk, walk. Don't run. Your joints, when you're older, won't tell you what to put up with it. Brisk walking is better than running. I don't know. They used to say that the term common sense, I like to use the term uncommon sense. How's that? It's not common, is it?
No, sir.
I wish what I said was just funny alone, but I don't like to know that there's a body count of people who don't listen. I pray that people listen and they benefit. Remember, emails are free to get free advice. Our protocols are reasonable, and the nutraceuticals are healing. There's nothing to compare to them. Don't go elsewhere, for God's sake. Don't wander into the woods of medical malpractice.
I tried other...
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.